Valeu. Apoiei.
Hey guys, and welcome to the Kingpin of Pop Culture Podcast. I'm your host, Mr. Carry On, and I'm here with my two buds, Mr. Peter. Let me say hello, Peter.
Hey guys, how you doing?
And we got Mr. Chris.
Hey guys, it's Chris.
So happy late 4th of July, first of all. I hope everybody enjoyed themselves. Not too much. Make sure you guys stay safe. And we're going to start with our first topic, PlayStation versus Xbox. So, well, we'll start with Chris, since this one is his topic. And what's his, like, thoughts? What's your thoughts on the PS5 versus Xbox? Well, the new Xbox is called the Xbox Series X.
Yeah.
Is that the name, or is that just a code name?
Nah, that's actually the real name. It's long.
It's a long name. Yeah.
I think they didn't know what to call it, so they just say, you know, Series X. Let's just add another X to Xbox.
Well, let's start with, like, what? Why? Because you like Xbox, right?
I mean, I don't really. I wouldn't pick. I have an Xbox now. But I wouldn't pick the Xbox over the PS5. Like, you know, they're both the same. But, I mean, I chose the Xbox because, like, you know, I like the games that it had. So, if I was to pick, I'll pick the one that, you know, benefits me the most. I don't have no preference. I mean, other than it really comes down to the exclusives and the how the consoles run, but they basically run the same. It's all down to what kind of games you're gonna get, and you know, like basically, like, you know, what you're gonna get that the other console's not gonna get. And what?
Well, by the specs, like the Xbox One is like a little better, but just slightly. Like, there's not much difference.
Yeah, the Xbox it's like a little, like, you know, it has like a little bit more, you know, like memory. It has like 12 teraflops, but like it's really no different. They're both like literally almost identical. It's something that you wouldn't really see, because like it's not that big of a like a difference between the two that you can like spot it. And I know, Peter was saying how it's not really big of a difference, right, Peter?
Exactly. Yeah, it's when you come into programming and into, you know, using the games and everything, you won't feel the difference. It's not that big of a difference. So,
I have an Xbox, but I sometimes get jealous because my brother-in-law, he has PlayStation 4. And he has Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Which I heard it's a really good game. Spider-Man. Which I really, like, oof. I don't know. I might be switching this year.
Yeah. Well,
because Spider-Man Miles Morales is going to come out.
Yeah. It's going to be an exclusive.
Awesome. Oof.
Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Horizon 2, Forbidden West, Gran Turismo.
Bro, those games are looking crazy. I think I'm switching over. I think I'm going for the P5.
And Xbox.
Well, if we all switch, I'm going to switch for sure.
Xbox is going to have Halo Infinite, Hellblade 2, and they haven't really announced anything else.
Yeah, because they haven't had their like conference thing yet.
What we have to really get into is the price, because they haven't said anything about the price. I mean, when the PS4 launched on Xbox, it was like around $400 when they came out, came out. And they're saying that
it's going to be more for sure.
This one, they're saying that it could be in the upper 500 to almost 6. It depends on the
line. Yeah.
Because this is really high specs machines. I mean, going reproducing up to 8K, you know? So this is not a simple machine.
Yeah.
So this is, it's really good.
mini PCs.
Yeah, because it also, remember now that hard, that it's not a real a regular hard drive. It's an SSD. It's a solid state. Yeah. So it's way faster. So, and very expensive.
Yeah. But, Peter, what do you think the better, the best good looking one is?
I mean, if we go by looks, I like the PlayStation 5 by looks. It looks more futuristic, more alien type of thing. The Xbox, it looks like a box, like a cube, you know, like a
refrigerator,
like a standing, exactly, like a standing refrigerator. You know.
But still, yo,
but looks wise,
I gotta show you a picture.
You know, look wise, looks good. You know, I mean, the PS5 and like what you guys were saying is actually true. I mean, everything's gonna come down to the exclusives, to what games can you play in it. And if you guys are comfortable, you know, most likely I'll end up buying the PlayStation 5 too.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, the games are looking good.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
It looks good.
But you, Chris, which one do you look do you like better?
Yeah, I think I'm going for the PS5. I mean, the one that when it go for looks, the PS5, I feel like it looks way too futuristic for like for right now.
Yeah. It's like a router with two papers.
They passed it just a little bit too much.
It looks like a router with two pieces of papers.
Yeah.
It like, bro, I better have no types of glitches, no types of nothing, bro. I should have like the most ultra speed Wi-Fi ever to mankind.
Yeah.
But like what I saw is like even from the PS4 versus the Xbox, the recent Xbox, like I like the PS4 graphics better. Like it just seems smoother.
Yeah. They have better graphics. PS4 had better graphics than the Xbox.
Yeah, but
I don't know if it was is the TV or
no,
but yeah, I just think the PS4 had the better graphics.
No, they did. They had better graphics. It was like a little bit better. They're pretty much the same, but you know when you play PS4, they made certain games like exclusive for PS4 that can like the PS4 can only run like with great graphics, and that's probably like the games you see, like it has like beautiful graphics. I like that. The PS4 had, you know, I know people that had, even though I don't have a PS4, like, of course I played the PS4 before. Oh, I see how it runs.
And when the Call of Duty got,
yeah, that was,
what Call of Duty got, was an exclusive for PS4 for like the longest time. Which one was it?
That shot through my whole heart. It was Modern Warfare. If it came out for like I think it was like a whole month or like 2 months.
I think it was more
before it even came out for Xbox. That was like a stop.
That was messed up.
I literally thought about getting a PS4 just to get the. You see, because it's all down to the exclusives. And it depends on what games you like. If you are a shooting person game, or you are a fighting game, or you are like an adventure game, then you're gonna go for the console that has those genres. You know what I mean? So
yeah,
when you have
I just didn't like the controller.
Yeah,
the PlayStation controllers.
That's one of the letdowns.
Like they feel so like
you have to get used to them.
Cheap and small.
Yeah, you would have to
the
get
buttons
used to them.
Like.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, but it now, like now the new controller looks just like the Xbox one.
Yeah.
So now I have no problem switching.
Yeah, but one thing that we have to remember and everything. Okay, it's not just the system that you have to buy. Okay, now okay, let's say you have to buy the game. Okay, fine. Ooh. But remember this: these are future machines. You need a TV that can handle this machine. Ooh. So if it goes to 120 frames per second, you need a TV that can handle the refresh rate matches that. And those are expensive. And also, I was reading that they both use HDMI 2.1, which have the FreeSync, that you can, as soon as you press, in other words, there's no delay. But you need a TV that has that to be able to take advantage of that. So you'll be buying the games, the system, plus you're going to have to be buying a new TV. You know, now there's I was reading an article that a lot of TV manufacturers are developing TVs, especially because of the PlayStation 5 and the Xbox, the new Xbox. They are actually developing TVs because of that.
Wow.
You know, so keep that in your budget.
And the PS5 and Xbox is supposed to be $650 plus another, say, what, like another $400 because of the TV.
Oh no, the TV is gonna run you.
That's a cheap TV,
like $1,500, $1,200.
Oh yeah,
the cheapest.
Yeah,
because they gotta be at least 4K, at least 120 megahertz of refresh rate, and it has to have the HDMI 2.1. Oof. So just keep it in mind.
I'm gonna just get the PlayStation 4. I'm gonna just get Spider-Man. That's it.
I saw a YouTube that a guy was complaining about the way the Xbox the 4K game was looking into it in for Xbox, but then somebody noticed that his TV was not 4K. So he was like, of course it's not going to look 4K because you don't have a TV that's 4K.
Got him.
You know, so basically that's what we're going to run into a lot at the beginning of the beginning of next year.
Wow. That's
a lot of people complaining when they don't have the TV to match it.
That's a letdown.
But the good thing is that my TV matches it. That's the good thing. For real, it does.
Wait, where you live again?
Yeah,
I thought about it before I bought my TV.
Then,
yeah, I'm just gonna get a monitor.
Yeah, I think that's the play.
They don't have HDMI 2.1.
Oh, GG.
No, they don't. You would have to buy a monitor with that thing, which is gonna be more expensive.
You have to get a
custom. Don't worry. You guys can get something.
Thanks,
Pete. Ruined console for us.
You know, I just want to give you a good news.
Anyways, so yesterday, me, Peter, and Chris, we saw Batman versus Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
I like Chris.
The cartoon movie. Mm. And, okay, we're gonna start with Chris. What'd you think of the movie?
It was actually pretty good. I'm not gonna lie. It was well put together. It felt like it fit.
What was your favorite part?
I felt my favorite part.
Spoilers.
Yeah. Spoiler alert. Wait, I think my favorite part is when they split up in the house because like everybody went with the person that you know like. It was like a part like I feel like Scooby Doo like when he said split up it was like. You know, everybody went with the person that they'll like connect with the most. It was like, other than the pizza time was fine too.
Yeah, and there's like segments where Batgirl was with who's the nerd one, Michelangelo? Yeah. No, Donatello.
Yeah,
I think Donatello. I think so.
Michelangelo is the one with the nunchucks. The dumb one.
No, that's
yeah, that's Mikey.
Raphael is the tough one.
Oh yeah.
Raphael, that's the tough one.
Raphael, yes.
And Leonardo's the one with the blue.
The leader.
The leader, yeah. So is Donatello.
Donatello, yeah. Mm-hmm. I thought they were gonna fall in love.
Yeah, I felt the connection.
Yeah.
Oh man! Donatello, the nerd, was with Batgirl, which is the nerd, and then Raphael, the hard-headed one, the brolic dude, was with Damian Wayne, Robin. And then Michelangelo was with bothering the butler, Alfred. And then Leonardo was like learning with Batman.
That was crazy. That one was beautiful. When he was teaching him, Batman was teaching Leonardo. That was a cool moment right there. That was good.
You know, I remember I told you guys that in like while we were watching it that I thought the guy that played Batman was Kevin Conroy, the one that did the video game one.
The one that what?
But it's that did the video game Batman.
Yeah.
It's not him. It was some other dude.
Wow, it sounds just like him.
Yeah. And he did the Joker also. He did the Joker's voice also.
Damn.
But basically this movie was about it said that it explained it briefly that the turtles they're in New York, but they had to come to Gotham, which was like what the story was about. And because the Shredder was working with Ra's al Ghul to make this serum type of thing where Gotham would turn into like mutants, all the people would turn into mutants. And in exchange of Shredder helping Ra's al Ghul, Shredder would get the pit of Lazarus. Where Rich the Lazarus pit where he can be immortal.
Yeah, imagine.
Right.
But
Shredder.
Whew. Peter, but what'd you think of the fighting scene with Shredder and Batman?
Oh, that was good. I was I actually was hoping that the Splinter would join in or something, but yeah, you guess he wasn't invited to the movie. But
maybe in the sequel,
maybe, who knows? But the movie itself was pretty good. I mean, in the beginning I thought it was gonna be a little childish, you know, or it wasn't gonna be like a normal Batman movie, but it was very good. They did it very well, they did it good, and it was really enjoyable. But that fight was awesome, you know, Splinter, you know, because you know, not all the time I like Batman to always be winning. You know, and I want you to have a challenge, you know, and, you know, because sometimes he's too, you know, he feels like he's too strong. So I like that Shredder gave him a run for his money, you know?
Yeah. He set him down.
Yeah. You know, ooh, made him think, like, you know.
That's so cool. And then, where the last scene when, Batman's like, you forgot one thing. Cowabunga. Yeah, that was so cool.
Yeah, it was good. It was a good movie.
I like that the creators like had fun with it.
Yeah, they did. They didn't make the turtles serious and everything. They kept it the same way that they are. And they kept Batman the same way that he is. And put them together, you know?
Yeah.
What was your favorite part, though, Chris?
I think the part when they bring out the RV and they were, like, fighting with the... I think the RV.
Oh, the
RV. When they were, like, on the road and stuff. With the manhole cover.
Yeah, I forgot the name of that. Their truck.
Oh, yeah, my God.
But, yeah, it was the Ninja Turtles RV and the Batmobile side by side.
That was like epic.
Yeah, that was cool.
After that.
And Peter, your favorite part?
Basically two. The ending, when they were fighting, Batman was fighting with this guy with Shredder and this guy was fighting with Leonardo.
Ra's al Ghul was fighting with
Those two fights were awesome, were really, really good. I mean, it was like really nice. But I also enjoyed, you know, like the part when Batman told them like to get out, to leave the city. And Raphael was like, you know, gave that little speech about family and everything. And he actually made Batman think, you know.
He's like, we're a team, we're not a family.
We're a family, not a team. And then, it's like, isn't it the same?
Yeah.
That's not really him though. He will never say that.
But that's just for this movie, man.
Yeah, because I was like, at first I was like in my head, I was like, well, technically they just met Batman. So why would he open up to Batman? Like he would never open up that much to a person that he just met.
Yeah, but Batman...
Well, they developed through time.
Batman has a nasty attitude always. I mean, he always thinks that, like, he's God or something. So, he's like, you know...
He always has his guard up, that's why.
You know, so... Yeah. But it was good. I enjoyed it. It was a good speech, you know?
Yeah, but I feel like that it couldn't come from nobody else. It had to be from him.
Yeah, so everybody has to watch the movie so you can see it.
It was really good.
I actually thought it was gonna be their father, Splinter. I thought he was gonna tell Batman, but you know, Rock.
No, maybe they'll save it for the second one.
Yeah,
but the end credits scene. Oof. So basically, okay. So I'm gonna set it up. So basically, Batman beats Shredder, and then Shredder falls in the ooze where Joker became Joker in the Acme factory. And then in the end credits, we see him emerge and Shredder turns into Joker Shredder.
Wow. That gives me chills. The laugh.
Yeah.
Yo, and now we're waiting for the sequel.
Nah, Splinter has to come. I mean, that's...
Yeah,
I thought he was going to join at the last minute when Shredder was about to
kill
Batman.
I thought this movie was just going to be like, let's just one off.
True.
I didn't know like they were going to do a sequel.
Yeah,
until the end credit.
I think Casey Jones is going to come in the next one.
Oh, that'd be cool.
That'd be nice.
Casey Jones,
but that was good. That's good how, like, the Turtles are in New York, and then Batman was in Gotham. That's how they explained it.
What are the purpose of all those blimps?
Oh, yeah. Who said it? Oh, Michelangelo. He's like, what is the purpose of all these blimps? And there's, like, 10 blimps. And then... Later off, it paid off when they were falling. We're just falling and like about to die, and then they just land on the blimps.
Yo, crazy. That was cool.
But let's rate it. Do you guys want to do it out of 5 or out of 10? Peter, do you want to do it? Out of 5 or out of 10? 1 to 5 or 1 to 10?
Usually out of 10 is better because, you know.
Okay. Well, let's start with you.
With me?
Out of 10, what'd you think? Yeah.
With me, I would give it a 7. It was good.
Explain.
I'm saying that 7 is not bad. Trust me. I mean, when it's high numbers, they really have to be good, like really crazy good movies. So even one of the best movies, I give it a 9 or 8. Never give it like 10. But 7 is pretty good. I mean, it's something that I would watch for a few times. It's pretty good. You know, so, but I expect more. You know, especially in the sequel, hopefully that will be an 8. And the next one will be a 9. Well, let's see. We'll give it a 7.
And Chris? Chris, what do you give this?
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty fair. Yeah, I'll give it an 8 because it was pretty good. I'm not going to lie. It was well put because I kind of get it. Because, you know, a movie can never be 10. Because there's no such thing as a perfect movie. Like, you know, every movie.
There is. But go on.
A perfect movie.
To you, maybe?
Perfect. It can't. They can't.
Yes.
It's literally impossible. 9 is the highest you can get. If there was a perfect movie, that movie would be, like, literally God. So, you know, giving it a 7 is, oof, it's pretty generous. But, I mean, like, I'll give it an 8. Because it wasn't, like, close to perfect. But, like, it was good. It was well put together. The plot was good. The voice acting was on point. You know, the character development was on point. So, I'll give it an 8.
Yeah, I'm going to give it an 8, too. Like, overall, I didn't see much wrong with it. It was really good. Like, kept me entertaining. I would like to watch it again. I just thought, like, this was, like, a different Batman, but I understand why. Because the terms in the movie, like, it wouldn't mesh well if it was just straight up strict Batman, just, like, leave me alone, Batman.
Yeah, true.
But in the end of the day, it was probably made for kids. But it was really kept me entertained.
Yeah, about that.
It kept me entertained.
Yeah, it was made for kids with heads being cut off and stuff.
Oh, yeah. It was, well, let me check the rating because we saw, yeah, heads being chopped off.
And there was blood.
We saw some blood. Yeah, it was PG-13.
True.
Yeah, PG-13.
So parents, keep an eye on the kids.
Yeah.
And
so
kids,
yeah, I'm gonna give it an 8. Definitely watch Batman versus Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
I recommend that you
watch it. Yeah. For sure. But on to our next review. So Tenet. We all seen the trailer of Tenet, directed by Christopher Nolan. So it's been delayed a couple times, but now they change. I don't know if they changed it recently, but from one where I researched, it's coming out August 12, 2020. But let's start with Chris, because I know he has some questions from the trailer of Tenet.
Yeah, I have a lot. Man.
So yeah. What did you think of it? And then give us the questions.
The trailer was Tenet. I'll watch it. I want to watch the movie. It looks like it has a lot of plot twisting, a lot of, you know, a lot of action. It's like a different version of, like, Men in Black. Not Men in Black. It's like a different version of what's that show? Like Kingsman type of vibe. It gives me like Kingsman type of vibes.
Mm-hmm.
Like CIA. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
It's like one of those movies, like undercover, top secret type of movies. But then this one has like a twist.
Like the right.
Yeah, I kind
of. Go on. But I know you had a question. While you were watching it.
Yeah, it's like. I don't get how, like, he can, like, go in, like, back in time. Or, like, he can see back in time. I couldn't get it.
So, basically, where do I start? So, he has, like, some sort of superpower. Not where he can tell the future, but he can reverse what just happened.
Mm.
Like, so, say if I fell, he can reverse that. He can reverse me, like me falling.
So he can stop it and put it backwards.
Yeah, he can just put it backwards.
That's true.
He can't stop it. He can put it backwards, and then, well, it's up to him. Like, he's the only one that knows what's gonna happen.
But like only to see it, but not to do something about it.
No, like it already happened. Like, yeah, like I already tripped.
Yeah.
So, but he can reverse me tripping and go back to where I'm just about to trip.
Oh, okay.
but like I don't know that I tripped. He's the only one that knows.
Oh, so if he reverses, you don't know. You never know.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
so that's basically his power. Like he can do that with objects, like what we see him do that with the gun.
Yeah.
He unshot it and put it, like it went back to the gun.
Yeah, the bullets came out the wall.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Like, this trailer really got me, like, intrigued. Like, I haven't seen much Christopher Nolan movies except The Dark Knight. But, this I really actually want to see.
He's good.
Yeah, I know Chris really likes Christopher Nolan. Because you've seen, what? Have you seen, have you seen Dunkirk?
You know, that's the only movie I haven't seen.
No, I have not seen that.
Because I know you've seen 1917.
Yeah, definitely seen that.
And I know you've seen other ones.
I know. I see most of them. Because he makes good action movies.
Yeah.
He put them all together.
Yeah, they're really good.
It's not easy to make an action movie because there's a lot that you have to come to, like.
He made a Inception.
Oh yeah, that was crazy.
Yeah,
that was crazy.
But like I'm gonna watch it. Like as soon as it's safe to watch it, I'm gonna watch it. What are your thoughts, Peter, on the trailer?
I really enjoyed it. It was really good. Like Chris said, there's a lot of action, a lot of different things. You know. It gives like a little vibe of John Wick or Kingsman. It was pretty good.
Yeah.
You know, hopefully now that you explain more or less the power that he has now, it makes a little more sense. You know, because I thought it was I don't know if you guys saw the movie Next with Nicolas Cage. You know, that he could see in the future for like 60 seconds in the future. You know, so.
Oh, I heard of it, yeah.
It was pretty good. So, that concept is, it's almost similar to this, but instead of seeing it in the future, he rewinds it back. You know, so yeah. It's good. It's, it's something new, something different.
And he actually sees it. Like, it actually happened. Like, the moment.
Yeah. And Nolan is a great director, so I'm sure that. I mean, I heard that he for this the screenplay took many years for him to write, so most likely he did a good job on this, you know.
Yeah, it's a really good like story overall.
Yeah.
But like, it does give like a Kingsman aesthetic, like the way it looks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like the fight scenes, how he uses his powers does kind of give me like a Kingsman aesthetic type of look.
Yeah.
With like actual good like fight scenes.
Yeah, hopefully he does a good job because time, anything that has to do about time is very delicate. There's a lot of like products and things in time, like especially with time travel, reversing time, going ahead of time, you could easily mess that up. So you gotta
leave a lot of questions.
Yeah. He doesn't leave us with a lot of like what? A lot of like,
well, he did that with Inception. I don't think this will be a problem.
Yeah, but it wasn't as like. Well, I hope it's not as like mind boggling. As Inception.
But Inception, the only question was it a dream or was it not?
Yeah, that's basically.
So basically that's it. I mean, but with this is time itself. That, yeah. One person controlling time. That's crazy.
But it'd be so funny if someone actually tripped and you have the power to like reverse it. And you just watch him fall.
The second time?
Keep watching him fall. Yeah.
You rewind it and watch it again, and rewind it, watch it again.
Yeah. Like, and the funny thing is, like, it's actually happening. Like, it's not like a video thing. Like, you're actually just watching them fall over and over.
Damn, you know what you could do? You could get a lot of great content with that. You could, like, go to a place where something, like, something great is about to happen and get in a perfect position to capture it and then just rewind it and then catch the perfect image.
Yeah.
Like, you go to, a basketball game and, like, say, like, one of the most, like, the most craziest plays happen, and then like you just rewind it and go into the perfect stand and you get the perfect picture. That'd be crazy. Like, you can make so much money for that.
Well, what, like, with the movie, like, talking about the movie, like, what I would think, like, he would do, like, what if he was to get shot?
Oh, that hurt.
He can reverse it.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, will he still feel it when it comes? As it's coming out of him?
Oh. No, I don't think so.
But if he dies...
Or maybe he can't do it to himself.
He can reverse death?
Nah.
Yeah, if somebody else dies.
Ah, crazy.
He's
a god.
But what I would think is maybe, like, they would make, like, a loophole. Like, maybe he can't reverse whatever happens to himself.
Like a weakness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there has to be a weakness.
For sure, we're going to give you a review on the movie.
He probably has a timer. Like, he can't keep on using it. Like, he has to let it charge.
So he's like a mutant or something?
Yeah, it's like... Yeah, he has some type of powers. I don't think they explained how he got the power.
Oh, okay. Cool.
For sure, we're going to give you a review, guys, and we'll let you guys know, like, what we think. But for sure, it's going to be a good movie.
Yeah.
Christopher Nolan, man. But let's go with our last topic, which is, like, it's debatable, but kind of not. So Disney remakes. Like... Let's start with Chris. What are your thoughts with, well, and particularly Disney? They keep on rebooting or remaking their movies. What are your thoughts?
I mean, I don't like it. I don't like it as much because, I mean, you know, Disney makes a lot of great movies, but, like, you know, sometimes. Some movies, like, you can't just remake it because you just, like, if it's not bad, why try to fix it? Like, it's something like The Lion King. The Lion King is specifically good because it's in cartoon version. In the cartoon version, you see, you know, it's a different mindset. I'm a kid, you know, like, say when I was a kid, you know, seeing a cartoon, you can relate to it in a different way because, you know, in cartoons, you know, animals can talk and, you know, they have, like, feelings like humans. But, like, when you see the realistic version, you're like, this is totally different because, like, this is a real lion now. So the movie should be different. The lion should be doing that, like, what a real lion should be doing because it's not a cartoon. This is real life. Yeah. Now. So when they try to put the cartoon exactly like real life, it didn't connect because you're doing something that's fake and something that's real and you're trying to make it the same, but it's not that easy because, you know, I mean, you can't do that. You can't mess it up like that. It was a big let. I mean, it was good. The Lion King remake was okay, but it was type bad. It was a bad, like, idea. They should have just left it.
But do you think it's a good idea for Disney to keep rebooting this, like, their stuff?
Nah, I say no. I say they should just make other movies realistic, or, you know. Nah, I don't think they should keep on rebooting because then they're gonna mess it up.
Yeah,
they're gonna mess it up.
Yeah, and And you, Peter, what are your thoughts? Well, so, like, overall?
Overall, the same thing like Chris said. They're going to mess it up. I mean, they already... I was watching some previews of Mulan that's coming out soon. The movie is actually completed and everything, just ready to go. But if you watch the animated one, that the dragon, the little dragon, that was the head of the movie. That made the movie alive. Yeah. And they cannot do that in this.
No, we can't.
So they're going to make it like more realistic, more, and so it's going to kill that vibe, you know, that fun, but, you know, vibe.
You know why they did that though, right?
Why?
Because the movie's going to China.
True, but no. But
so they have to be pleasing. They have to be pleased. Like, they have to make it.
But the dragon look is revered.
As though, like, China. Yeah.
But in China, the dragon is revered. And it's something that. It's
basically but it was played by. But it was played by Eddie Murphy.
Yeah, but they. You know. It's just a movie.
No, but the Phoenix is actually in the movie. But it's just not like Eddie Murphy.
Yeah.
It's just an actual, it's a phoenix, I think, what
it
I saw.
It doesn't talk?
No. It's an actual, like, animal.
But that's what I'm saying, that it changes the whole thing, the whole feel of it. You know, it changes the, you know, the amazement of it, the illusion of, you know.
But they did it, like, they did it to please China, like, look, China is so good. There's no communism. Look at us. We like women.
Yeah, but that's what, you know, that's what they do, and then they end up not making money, and then they blame the people that they made the money for, you know?
Yeah.
But the other ones that they made, the Lion King and everything, I mean, it was unnecessary. Because if you're doing shot-by-shot remake, I mean, we have the cartoon, so why would we want to watch the same thing again? I mean, we already know the ending. Yeah. So, you know, we already know exactly what's going to happen, just with a different look. Yeah. You know, it's nothing new. I mean, these writers, they have to start, you know, getting a little more creative and more, you know, they better get better talented writers. That they actually create things, new things.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, the audience that watches this, they know that Peter is not a Disney fan.
No, I am a Disney fan. I am. I don't like it when they mess with things that they are not supposed to be messing with. When they destroy good things, maybe just to please two or three people. And they end up messing the whole thing for everybody. Yeah. That's my problem with Disney, but I love everything. I've been to Disney World, I've been to, you know, to their parks and everything. But, you know, and I like, you know, the whole thing. But come on, you know, create something new. Don't mess the old. Just create something new.
Yeah. Well, my thoughts, like, there's good and bad, mostly bad, because most of the remakes are just for cash grabs to make some money.
Yep.
But there is some good, like, good movies actually, like, that are even coming out soon, and there's some bad that already came out and is also in development, like Lion King, the new remake was exactly picture for picture, just like Lion King. Like, you can literally put them both together, like at each frame, everything. Like, I memorized the lines because I was little when I watched this movie, and line for line, like, frame per frame was exactly like the old one. Why make it?
Yeah. It's selling you the same thing with a different package.
Like, Jon Favreau was the director.
Mm-hmm.
So he's like, yo, this is easy money. Just do exactly what let's just do exactly what Lion King looks like, the old one. That's it. We'll get our money. That's it.
They should have kept it cartoonish and just make it more like animated, like better cartoon.
But I actually thought like John Favreau was gonna like put a twist on it because it's John Favreau. Like he can like. He did really good in Jungle Book.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah,
it was really good.
Yeah, you see that was different. It was different at the end and stuff.
Yeah, the whole thing was different. Yeah, I liked it.
There is a new Jungle
Like they book. They took a little from the book, they took a little from the movie, and they also like he did his own spin on it. But there's actually some news for Disney reboots. So there's a couple. So I'll start with the first one. So what do you guys think? They're working on doing a Hercules remake or reboot or whatever.
That's one movie I would never want to reboot on. That movie.
No, but listen. Guess who's directing it?
Who?
The Russo brothers.
They decided.
Yeah. Yeah, it's official.
I don't want them to. That movie, literally the best cartooned movie I can ever think of. I can watch it.
But they're perfect for this type of movie, though. But I was researching, right? They said they didn't want a replica. They wanted their own like take on it.
Oh, okay. If they go do frame by frame, I'm literally gonna like buy like a whole AR and just go like spray.
Well, who knows? Well, let's hope like the singing I liked. It was really good. I think they said like they wanna put in some singing here and there.
That's
But who do you think, Chris, should be Hercules?
Oof.
John Cena.
Yeah,
John Cena. The Rock.
He looks at the camera.
Didn't he already do that?
Yeah,
he already did Hercules.
Yeah,
bro,
he did too.
Yeah, he literally did.
Oh, I can't think of a person on the spot. Who would be good for Hercules? Man.
How about you, Peter? What's your thoughts?
For Hercules?
Yeah.
It's hard to say. There's really nobody out there that I could imagine imagine that character becoming Hercules. I mean...
I'll give you guys three. I can give you guys three, and you guys will give me the best one.
All right.
Okay.
Danny DeVito.
Zac Efron. Danny DeVito.
Danny DeVito.
No, he's gonna be what's his name? He was the dude that trained the gods, the heroes.
Morgan Freeman?
Remember?
What?
No, Danny DeVito.
Danny DeVito?
Remember he was in Hercules.
Yeah, he was the little guy, right? The little angel.
Yeah. I'm trying to figure out his name.
He was the little pig guy. No, he was like a dragon. What was he?
No, it was a goat.
Yeah, it was like a goat. No, but yeah. Did he have wings or something? No, he didn't have wings.
Phil. Phil Ortiz. Phil.
Yeah,
but he should go back to that
character. They have to.
For voices?
Maybe. Who knows? Maybe they'll CGI him, but who knows?
True.
Literally look like Danny.
Who knows?
Imagine. Exactly.
But I'm gonna give you the top three who should be Hercules.
Cool.
So, Zac Efron.
Okay.
I mean, he could sing.
Chris Pratt. Chris Hemsworth.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. What do you, which one would you think
Chris
would be best fit for this role?
Wait, you said Chris Brad?
No, no.
There's Chris, yeah, Pratt.
Chris Pratt? And which?
And Chris Hemsworth.
Chris Hemsworth, I think it would be a little better for them. He has the body for it.
But he...
But I think that would be too repetitive, though.
Yeah, that's true, because he's already a guy.
He's already a guy.
Good.
I mean, well, Thor. He's already Thor. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like another Hercules with a hammer, basically.
I think Chris Pratt is good.
But he's,
I think he's good for the job. What do you guys think?
Yeah, but he would need to work out a little bit more, though.
A lot more.
A lot more.
He's fine where he is. I mean,
he's not ripped, though. He needs to be like the Rock ripped. Because Hercules, well...
No, that's too much.
It has to be like wrestler type of
body. No, he was like John Cena ripped.
It has to be like a wrestler type of body.
Nah, because Hercules is not, he's not brolic. He's slim.
He's like
slim ripped.
Roman Reigns.
Buff. Yeah, he is.
He just has magical strength, you know, basically.
His body, when you look like Hercules' body, he has like a regular like. Like he looks like a regular man. It's just that, you know, his strength is godly.
But what if
who do you?
I'm saying, what if?
What do you guys think?
Go ahead.
So, who do you guys think should play Zeus?
Oh, this guy, the one who played Zeus last time. The guy from what's his name? That has the
what movie?
The best voice from Taken.
Oh, yes.
Oh,
yes.
Liam.
Yes.
Nielsen.
Liam Neeson.
Neeson. Yeah.
Yes. Oh my God.
No. No, I don't.
He did a great job as Zeus in the
bro. You know. He has Zeus voice. He definitely.
Exactly.
Well, it depends.
That's that voice would be. But it great for him.
Honestly, I think it depends on the vibe of the movie.
Morgan Freeman.
Morgan Freeman. Yeah, but what if Disney wants to make Hercules a woman?
Stuff.
You know, or you know,
like, I already think they're gonna make Pain and Panic women. You know Pain and Panic from Hercules? Yeah. Those two little things that were working with the Hades.
Nah, because that would be putting the woman down as evil. So.
But you know, no, but do you know who I would choose for Pain and Panic? Those characters?
Who? They want some friends?
Tina Fey and Amy Poehler.
God.
Yo, that's messed up.
The perfect duo.
Yeah.
I couldn't find any perfect duo. But
that's cool.
Okay, I'm going to give you my pick for Zeus. Kurt Russell.
Ooh, not bad.
What do you mean not bad?
Kurt Russell?
It's perfect.
I feel like he's
Kurt Russell.
He could play like his face could play Zeus, but I don't think his voice.
Yeah, his persona.
His persona could play Zeus, but like not his voice.
And they're not gonna be CGI.
Oh, you're talking about if they were like actually like, you know, like realistic.
Yeah,
oh,
acting.
Oh yeah, yeah, he's good.
Yeah, he's a great actor. I mean, he's one of the best actors there.
I feel like he plays Zeus before.
Yeah, I love all his movies.
No, he was in. Remember,
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Sky High. Oh.
Yeah, Sky High.
No, something better. Sky High.
Sky High. I remember Sky High.
He was the dad, remember?
True. Yeah.
And then his next last, his less infamous role in Guardians of the Galaxy 2 as Eagle.
Yeah, he was the dad there too.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. No, he's a good actor.
But
he will do well.
No, but do you guys? Any actor for Zeus?
No, that I can think of. Now that you said Kurt Kurt Russell, I mean, I think, yeah, he will be great for it.
What about Michael Jordan for Hercules? Nah, you know who would be good, Zeus? What's his name? Oh, I can't remember his name. The gatekeeper from Thor, the black guy, that he like he had the sword and he could open the portal to the door.
Oh, Ezra. Ezra? No, it's not Ezra. Ezra Silva. Yeah,
bro. I feel like he'll be a good like Zeus.
Yeah, that's if they were to cast them all black, and like you said, Michael B. Jordan would be good as Hercules.
Yeah, but that's if like they're doing all black. I mean, yeah.
I'd be okay if they were good actors. Like, yeah, Idris Elba, Michael B. Jordan.
Did you watch the new Tarzan, like the remake of Tarzan, the realistic version?
No, I haven't seen it.
The actor of Tarzan, I feel like the actor of Tarzan could play. Who do you think is gonna be the girlfriend?
But he's not. I was just about to say that. Wonder Woman, the girl who plays Wonder Woman, Gal Gadot.
Oh my god, that's a good one. No, that has to be Wonder Woman. I feel like she'll be perfect for her persona. Nah, it has to be somebody with a resting face.
No, she's fine.
Because in the movie, she's like...
No. Actually, you know, I was thinking of somebody else, but just recently she's been basically blacklisted.
Nah, yeah.
You guys know Lea Michele?
Nah.
She was in Glee.
Lea Michele.
Scream Queens.
Yeah, I see her here. She's blacklisted?
Yeah, because... apparently, she was treating her castmates bad in Glee.
She's the one.
It resurfaced.
She was the one that was in Scream Queens, right?
Yeah, she was the killer.
Yo.
Yeah. But yeah, she's been black now. So
that's cool. That's cool.
Her eyes changed my.
But mind. But Gal Gadot, Wonder Woman, she's perfect for Meg, though.
Wonder Woman is
perfecto.
Yeah, I can't.
But for Pain and Panic, you guys, I have top three already. So I have Keegan Peele, Ben Stiller, and Owen Wilson.
Wait, for who?
I was having fun with this one.
Oh, that's crazy.
Ben Stiller and Owen Wilson.
That's not bad.
Michael Cera and Jonah Hill.
That's not bad either.
Wait, for who?
For Pain and Panic, those yeah. Two, the sidekick of the bad guy, Hades.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Oof.
So Key and Peele, Ben Stiller, and Owen Wilson, or Michael Cera, and Jonah Hill.
You think he'll do it? Keelan Peele, I feel like they wouldn't do it.
Nah.
I feel like they wouldn't do it.
He's more into directing now then.
Yeah, he's too busy now.
Yeah.
But they were both in Toy Story 4.
Yeah, but minor roles, I mean.
Yeah, those are minor roles.
All right.
They're just gonna do voiceover work.
Take it easy. It's good. I got you.
Yeah, but isn't one of them working on a new movie?
He probably is.
He
ordered
to do that.
But it's still in development, though. Who knows? Maybe they can work something out. But would you like to see them as that?
That'd be good.
What's your best one, Peter? Which one did you like more?
Of which one? Michael Cera and this guy.
Jonah Hill?
Jonah Hill, yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
I like it because Panic would be Michael Cera and Pain Jonah Hill.
Yes.
God.
They got that, you know, vibe to it.
Yeah. Mm. I was just having fun with Ben Stiller and Owen Wilson.
That'd be funny.
Yeah. But so I'm gonna wrap up the news, the Disney stuff. So Cruella De Vil is having her own movie.
Yeah.
Emma Stone is gonna be Cruella De Vil. And it's directed by Craig
Giuseppe.
I can't say his name. Giuseppe, yes.
Giuseppe.
Oh, the guy who directed I, Tonya and The Finest Hour. And Pirates of the Caribbean just recently they said they're getting they're making a reboot
again,
and they're making a prequel, I think.
Ooh.
So I want to know your opinions on Margot Robbie. I think is going to be in the reboot. I think.
But
I don't know if it was the reboot or the prequel.
Without Johnny Depp.
Yeah, no Johnny Depp on the either.
Yeah. I don't know. That's not gonna, you know. It's not gonna be that good.
But
I don't know, Johnny Depp makes the character, that's the thing.
Yeah. But he's been on too much.
Yeah.
Like there was too many problems with him.
I don't
he has too many problems right now.
True, true.
Yeah, he doesn't like to see it. He said he doesn't like to watch his own movies.
Mm.
He's that type of guy.
Yeah. But there's so many movies that are going to come. You know, Peter Pan, Little Mermaid, you know, Snow White, Pinocchio.
But
they're all in pre-production already.
But should they make a... Should they make a reboot, and should they make a prequel?
Nah, I think they should just stop it and end it there, and just just finish it, you know, and that's it. You know, and just create some, make something new, something, add something to the roster now. But it's really, you know,
I don't know.
Let's see if they do it really good, because I think they. With the Pirates of the Caribbean, it's done already. I mean, it's like, it's too much already. So,
yeah,
we've had enough pirates.
I haven't seen like a full one yet, but I will when I want to.
You haven't seen them?
No.
Wow, those are good.
But I heard like he's really good in that.
Yeah. Those, you know, he makes the movies. He makes the movie, you know, enjoyable. It's like really crazy. So good.
But and that note, we'll just end it from here.
All right.
So thank you guys for watching, listening. Make sure you guys like, share, subscribe on YouTube. Follow us on anywhere you follow. Anywhere you have your podcasts on the Kingpin of Pop Culture. Thank you guys for watching and see you guys later. Say goodbye, Peter.
All right, good night. Have a good one.
Night, guys. Bye.
Bye.
Bye, buddy. Okay. Bye, buddy.